Jane is on the line. And his shower head starts dripping every morning at 3 a.m. And my assumption is, Andy, you'd like to fix that.
Yeah, that would be nice.
There is nothing worse. And you sit there and you think, okay, can I fall back asleep through this or should I get up? And there's hardly ever a win and there's hardly ever a time you can go back to sleep after that.
Well, fortunately, I'm a landscaper, so I get up pretty darn early in the morning. So it is kind of my alarm, but it's still miserable.
Yeah. Well, I mean, my first question is, do you have any automated plumbing that's circulating at that time? A water softener, cycling, irrigation valve being turned on?
No irrigation, because I run that around 8 o'clock in the morning. But yeah, we do have a water softener, and I'm a renter, so I've lived there for about 6 months, and that was my only thought. Was, well, I'm not familiar with water.
Has it done this the whole 6 months?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Well, hang on, Andy. We're going to bring in one of our Rosie certified plumbers. Let me introduce you to Mr. Walker from Walker Plumbing. And which Walker do we have on the line?
This is Dustin.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. Were you able to hear Andy's question?
I did.
What's your thoughts?
Yeah, I guess. I gotta pretend that it's something to do with that water softener. With your, you know, when your pressure is balancing out, you know, it, when it goes into rejuvenation or something to that effect, it might be just letting, you know, water seep by that shower cartridge enough when it's in service, and maybe we can set the clock so that it doesn't rejuvenate in the mornings necessarily, maybe in the afternoons, you know, noon, 1 o'clock when nobody's there.
Okay, yeah, so there is a clock on there, so I just need to change the time that it...
Yeah, just change the settings, and then, you know, if that's the case, you know, you're just doing a process of elimination, you know, and something... Like Rosie said, there's something, you know, whether a recirc pump or a sprinkler valve, something is making the water move, which is in turn affecting the shower, you know, to possibly leak a little bit. That's why I feel like maybe I think you guys are onto something, and on the softener, you know, maybe it's doing its rejuvenation at that time.
Okay, Mr. Walker. Well, I'll give that a try, and if for some reason that doesn't work, I'll give you a call back, Rosie, next week.
Yeah, give us a call if you need help.
And give us an update.
Dustin, my one question is, should he go ahead and just, for good measure, pull the cartridge out of the shower head and make sure that he doesn't need to replace any of the rubber gaskets? Because, you know, something, is that weak? Is that shower head valve weak enough that it's letting that water pressure come through?
Yes, and that, you know, it's possibly that shower cartridge is starting to give way or you know, letting it leak by, and so that rubber is just getting soft, or, you know, and it may need to be replaced. Because now, you know, affecting the pressure, you know, does he have high pressure? You know, is it super high water pressure where... When the top water rejuvenates and then it slams back down, making, you know, it trying to leak somewhere else, or that pressure is trying to push out somewhere else, it could be a very good possibility. But testing the water pressure, I would say, is one. You know, setting that top water to maybe rejuvenate at noon would be another, and then maybe the third one would be maybe replacing that shower cartridge would be a good idea.
And Dustin, when you tell people to put pressure regulators on the house, what pressure do you like to see them set it to?
I like to see it between 65 and 70.
Yeah, I think
75
that's...
75 is their max pressure, but 65 to 70 is good working water pressure.
Very good. Well, that's Dustin from Walker Plumbing, one of the Rosie certified plumbers serving the greater Phoenix area, along with Stampede Plumbing, Thunderbird Plumbing, and Intelligent Design down in Tucson. So we've got plumbers for wherever you live in Arizona. That's one of the things we do to be every Arizona homeowner's best friend.
Connect the right trades professional with the right homeowners in their area. to take care of their problems in their home, castle, or cabin. So there's three steps there. One, we're going to adjust the timer on the water softener and see if that doesn't solve it. Two, check the pressure on the home and make sure we're well regulated. And then three, look at replacing the cartridge on that shower head, which is a fairly inexpensive project and fairly easy to teach yourself.